This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, February 11th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. The thaw is beginning. Temperatures expected to reach into the 30s throughout the KUAF listening area as we proceed into the week, 40s, 50s, 60s, perhaps even 70s by next weekend. We've been paying a lot of attention to the weather throughout the KUAF listening area this week, but there have been events going on at the state capitol during the fifth week of the 88th General Assembly as well. A committee of legislators has rejected in the strongest terms a bill to allow the open carry of guns in Arkansas. That happened yesterday at the capitol. Kelly McNeil has this report from Little Rock.
Representative Denny Altus says his legislation attempted to clear up a confusing section of the law about whether citizens can carry their guns openly on their person. Anthony Roulette with the National Rifle Association helped present the bill.
This legislation will remove the prohibition on openly carrying a handgun for personal protection by law-abiding citizens. It's important. It's law-abiding citizens. As well as clarify the law relating to traveling with a handgun. It does not change any provision regarding the current concealed handgun law, and it does not allow the open carry of handguns anywhere concealed carry is currently prohibited.
But lawmakers like Representative Kim Hammer say the bill is unclear and could cause more problems than it would solve.
This bill would have removed the requirement to have a concealed weapons permit and would have meant that anybody could have carried a gun without the training.
The Judiciary Committee gave the bill an unusual do not pass recommendation. Altus says he may try to draft a different bill to clarify gun law at a later time.
Meanwhile, two tax cut measures expected to gain wide support in the legislature have been filed this week. The Senate's top leaders are proposing a $7 million cut in the sales tax on used cars. Republican Senator Gilbert Baker was among five senators who filed the used car tax cut. Baker says the proposal would make used cars tax-free up to $5,000 instead of the current $2,500 limit.
In these tough economic times, it's a good way to provide tax relief for folks that moderate income folks that are struggling and need good transportation.
Senator Larry Teague also filed legislation to cut the state's sales tax on groceries by a half cent. That would cost the state about $15 million. Governor Mike Beebe has said the grocery tax cut is the only one he thinks the state can afford. And sports agents will face stiff criminal penalties for offering money or gifts to amateur athletes to get them to sign a contract under a bill approved by a House committee this week. The bill would make the crime a felony, expand the definition of a sports agent, and require agents to notify the college when they contact a student-athlete. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says current penalties amount to a slap on the wrist.
I do not think that under the current law there is enough deterrence to effectively reach the decision-making process of someone who may be in Miami driving a Ferrari and reaching out to young athletes all over the United States. If they get caught under current law, most, if not all, of the consequences fall to the university, the student, the fan base.
The bill won easy approval with support from the athletic directors at the University of Arkansas here in Fayetteville and at the University of Central Arkansas in Conway.